Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. Here are your hosts, pediatrician Dr. Scott Cohen and comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. I'm Dr. Scott Cohen, and this is the very funny Sebastian Maniscalco. And we are bringing parenting to you in the
Oh, wow. I'll take over.
Yeah.
We're bringing parenting to you in an infotainment way right here at DVD. Lot to get into today.
It's like in Wedding Crashers where he takes over the wedding speech. He's like, and what my buddy's saying here is, do you remember that?
You know what? I don't like when people go, oh, you remember that scene and No. I don't remember.
You don't remember the Vince Vaughn?
I remember, the only scene I remember in a movie is when Rocky and Apollo fell at the same time.
That's it. That's it.
That's it. Any other reference people go, remember in what's that one? Harold and Kumar? Harold and Kumar? Have you seen it?
This is why you get paid the big bucks to introduce things. Welcome to Daddy vs. Doctor. All right.
Let me make a right here. Our mailbags in the past and have been a bit lengthy. You tend to choose the ones that
I was
going to
say. This one is the.
I'm looking at the
Homer. Homer wrote, and then I'll read it fast. Then
no, I mean, is it?
Yeah, it's not so long. I mean, not as long as your interruption. So
we're gonna jump right into the bag.
All right, so it is that season again: sniffles, coughs, trouble breathing, and constant anxiety as a parent that my kid is dying or at least needs to go to the doctor now. So we've talked about this. How do I know if my child has asthma, allergies, lung disease, or something worse? I'm a self-diagnoser. So is my husband and child. And it is a madhouse this season with all the ickies. Thanks for the pod and your help. Terry and the Coffers in Tucson, Arizona. Terry and the Coffers sounds like a 50s group. And it's like that.
It does. And I'm glad this question came up. Is that, I had a brain fart. I'm dealing with.
Yeah. Are you sick right now? Because we should put a shield between us.
No. Rubbing my eyes constantly, and I don't know what's going on, because I never really had a lot of allergies. We just had some trees planted in the back.
Some trees? You got Italy in the backyard. I mean, unbelievable. You're like a rainforest.
Is it the olive trees? What is it? Is it allergies?
It's probably everything. I mean, this is crazy. We've been talking to patients about this. We are in June. And we are seeing as much illness now as we saw in October, November, December. It's crazy. I've never seen this in my 20-year career that you're seeing illnesses, coughs, colds, everything in June. This is typically like 3 months of camp physicals. Everybody's healthy. And look, we know why. It was a great social experiment. The world doesn't get sick for 2.5 years other than COVID. And then all of a sudden, COVID numbers dropped and all the normal things we used to get, the flus, the coughs, the colds, the strep, the ear infection came out of the woodwork and nobody has any immunity. And where normal winters, one person gets sick every couple of weeks and you're fine. Since nobody was sick, it just moved around houses over and over and over again. And being in practice, I can literally see It was COVID numbers drop. We had flu season really early this year. Typically, the last like 5 or 6 years, it's been after January. It was really early, like October, November. Then it turned into, now we're seeing strep and conjunctivitis, eye infections and ear infections, and a ton of colds. When we do viral panels, there are things called adenovirus and metapneumovirus and enterorhinovirus, all common cold things. So people are coming in with, literally parents are like, they've had cough and congestion since September. And they always ask, how do I know? I mean, this cough's been here for months. How do I know it's not a lung issue or something else? And it is very difficult. So we usually look at symptoms. I think, to your point, weather changes right now. We live in California and you know the weather's changed a lot. You know, it was cold and rainy, then it was hot and gloomy, and then the winds change. So a lot of kids are having allergies. People who've never had allergies before. And if you have allergies or had a history of allergies and then you have a cold on top of it, the symptoms linger much, much longer. So if you've had cold symptoms and then you have allergic symptoms, like you're having itchy eyes, we usually add on an allergy medicine. You should try like Pataday. It's an allergy eye drop you can get at any drugstore. Or Claritin or Zyrtec or some nasal spray. So we'll sometimes try that with kids with chronic cough or on exam they have allergic symptoms. In general, in kids, these coughs can last easy 3-4 weeks, and then it goes away for a day and it comes back for another month. So it seems like it's nonstop.
Yeah.
So when coughs have been going on for months, I tell people, you should come in. We should take a listen to the lungs, just make sure they're clear. If they're clear, no allergy symptoms, it's probably recurrent viral. Occasionally, we'll have a kid with chronic cough that you hear wheezing. So they've actually had a form of like bronchospasm or inflammation in the lungs, like maybe early asthma, and they need an inhaler. So when we think of chronic cough, I think of three things. I think of recurrent viral infections. I think about some form of asthma, coughing asthma or bronchospasm, and I think about allergies. And you can differentiate those three things by exam, and then the medicines we use for each of them are different.
Yeah, Caruso's got a runny nose.
Yeah, again,
it's mid June, and yeah. I go, is this allergies, or is he coming down with another virus? I don't know, man. I just feel like it was a lot simpler when we were kids. Yeah. You had a cold for a week, and that was it. You didn't have to worry about it.
And I think it's very unsatisfying for parents, and as a pediatrician, that I think maybe one of the number one chief complaints that parents ask pediatricians about his cough, because it lasts forever, and to tell parents like there's nothing you can do, their lung exam is normal. Over the age of 4, we try over-the-counter cough and cold medicines. Under the age of 4, there's really nothing great. Humidifier, vaporizer, keep them upright. But it's not satisfying to be like, I can't give you something that makes that better tomorrow, and I can't tell you when it's going to get better, and it could be there for weeks. That's frustrating for everybody.
Yeah.
But it's the number one concern. And thankfully, it's rarely ever something really serious. You get new fever on top of it, labored breathing. That's when you start thinking about pneumonias and lung issues. But those chronic coughs and runny noses, they're happy, they're active, there's no fever. Unfortunately, it's just usually a wait and watch, which is frustrating.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Not salacious.
Not salacious.
But another mailbag.
We're going to jump right into the bag.
Hi, Sebastian and Dr. Cohen. We love your show. We are having our first baby, and we are wondering what tests are done on the baby in the hospital after we deliver. Thank you, John and Sarah, Westport, Connecticut. Do you remember any of this after Serafina and Caruso was born?
I have to be honest with you.
It was all blackout.
I blacked out during the question. And I'll tell you why. I was thinking about when you started the question about pregnant. I met a pregnant woman last night at the
Whitney comic. Cummings.
No.
Oh, a different one. Okay. So you're hanging out with many pregnant people these days.
There was people at the
comedy
improv
okay.
last night. And a woman came out and she was due at any minute. Okay. I mean, it was. The stomach was out there. She had a long flowing dress, but the stomach was out here. And I had a tendency to touch the belly.
Okay.
And I'm like, the guy's like, oh, big fan. We're from Chicago. We're you know, pregnant. It's a boy. And I almost went to, I was wondering, is that?
Yeah, you can't touch a belly. Do you like when people come up and like touch your kid?
No.
Right.
No. But I just felt like, oh, congratulations. Yeah. I felt like.
Yeah, pantomime.
The congratulations warranted a palm on the belly.
I mean, most people wouldn't care.
I found myself going there, but then I pulled back really quick. Okay, so I'm sorry. Give me the question again because that's where my head went.
The question is, they're having their first baby and they're wondering what tests are done on the baby in the hospital after they deliver.
Well, I actually did a bit about this. There's a hearing test done.
There is a hearing test
done. I didn't understand how the hell that worked because you can.
In your mind, you're thinking. Yeah, I was like, you're taking your baby's hand and going, here's it, here's it.
How do they tell hearing in a baby when the baby cannot indicate he's hearing anything?
No, it's through electrodes. They put little stickers on the head and they play a sequence of sounds through the ear and through vibrations, and that's what how they do it.
Okay.
They don't have to say, oh, do you hear the beat?
Okay.
Yeah.
What else? I want to say, I don't know why this is coming into my head. Is iodine somewhere in?
They used to put that on the umbilical cord to help it dry up. You know, they paint it blue, the umbilical cord. But then they stopped doing it because there's a study that basically showed that it actually dries up the same, if not shorter, by doing nothing at all. So there's some things done on all babies across the country that often happens. What do you got? What else are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, I got something on the umbilical cord.
Yeah.
I don't know if we discussed this or
What's
not.
What's that?
I got an innie.
Yeah.
It was a kid in the neighborhood growing up, and he had an Audi.
Yeah.
Right? And this thing looked like a nipple. If you got an Audi.
Yeah.
Did they fuck up somewhere in the cutting of the umbilical?
No, innie or Audi, 80% are innies. We actually don't know what causes an Audi. It's not due to how the cord is cut or anything. Maybe the way naturally the umbilicus scars, things like that. But it has nothing. You can't cause it one way or the other. But a lot of people that look like an Audi aren't really an Audi, but they have an umbilical hernia. So in babies, most babies, you'll see them and it will look initially like they have an Audi, but they don't. And what happens is an umbilical hernia is just a defect in the stomach muscle. So when they push, like it's called Valsalva, they push it, when they cry or grunt or poop, you'll see it pop out because air pushes the belly button out. And then as the stomach muscles tighten, they close the hole and then you end up with an innie. So typically that happens in the first 3 to 5 years. So some people have umbilical hernias and not true outies, and they'll end up having innies down the road. Innies and outies. I just like saying that. So all babies born.
So you're not saying adults have outies?
You can. You'll see a lot of women after having a baby end up having an umbilical hernia. And then they get that repaired. But no, true outies you have since birth, and it's only... You know, it's a much smaller percentage of people, but you can't cause it one way or the other.
Okay.
You either have it or you don't.
You're at the pool.
Yeah.
You got an Audi.
Yeah.
Are you required to tell people at the pool before you take your shirt off?
That you have an Audi or an umbilical hernia?
I feel like you can't walk around. Do you guys have innies or Audis?
How many people? How many people have you seen with Audis? Think about that at a pool.
You said 80%.
I mean, at least 80% of innies. Innies.
But there's 20.
I know, but.
So that's
I know,
out of two out of every 10.
I know.
At the pool, there's an Audi.
But do you see that at the pool? Now I'm thinking, like, at the pool, I don't see anybody with Audis.
Maybe they're the ones wearing shirts. But if you do.
Yeah.
Do you have to notify everybody before you take off your shirt? Listen, I got an Audi.
Why?
If you take your shirt off at the pool and you got an Audi, it's the first thing I'm thinking about. What the fuck is going on with this guy? No? I mean, I'm just saying. If you have an Audi, I think that's something that you have to mention to everybody that you're with at the pool. Going, I would go, guys, just so you know,
it's coming.
I got an Audi, but you probably haven't seen one. I just have one, so I'm just like wiping the slate clean, and then people go, oh yeah, you do. I think if you took it off and you had one, whatever you say after that, people are not even gonna. Take in, they're gonna be looking at your Audi going, what is that? No, am I up?
I like that you have a declaration. The declaration.
I think
you should be wearing a t-shirt that says I have an Audi, just so that it's all out there. Things like that.
Getting back to the tests.
Yeah, so every baby after birth, they get antibiotic eye ointment in the eyes to prevent infection. You remember that? Like the erythromycin eye ointment. It was originally invented to prevent like gonorrhea and chlamydia eye infections, which were a major cause of neonatal blindness. It does prevent other bacterial infections as well. So that's that little ribbon of like white gel they put on the baby's eyes. They offer the baby a vitamin K shot. Vitamin K is super important. Vitamin K helps your blood clot, and all babies are born deficient in it. And if you have vitamin K deficient bleeding, the weird part about that is it can happen immediately after birth, because birth is a traumatic event, but it also can happen 7 to 9 months after birth. And if you bleed into a place like your brain, that's not a good thing. It's extremely, extremely rare. But since the vitamin K shot, the incidence is pretty close to zero with some rare exceptions. So everybody gets a vitamin K shot.
Is that in the foot?
No, thigh.
Wasn't there something in the heel of the foot?
So they take blood from the heel after a baby is about 24 hours of age for the newborn screen. And the newborn screen tests the baby for things like low and high thyroid, blood disorders like sickle cell anemia, and a panel of over 30 genetic disorders and metabolic disorders like cystic fibrosis, something called congenital adrenal hyperplasia. What's great about these tests, that if any of these tests turn out positive, you get them back within a couple of days. With a simple dietary change or medication, the child lives an absolutely normal life. And so the best example of that is like congenital hypothyroidism. If you pick up that the child has hypothyroid, you start them on Synthroid, which you hear people on, they live an absolutely normal life. If you didn't pick up in time, it could be devastating. Every baby gets a hearing screen before they get home. Everybody gets a congenital heart disease screen where we just check their oxygen on their hand and their foot. You know, those little lights that go there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then typically, if there's anything else, we would talk about it with the family beforehand. Everybody, baby, they offer a baby a bath.
I was there for that, yep, by the way, and it was one of the most frightening things I've ever seen in my life.
Why?
Why? Yeah. The woman was manhandling Serafina.
We do flip them around. Yeah.
No, it was like, as a new father, you've right, never really been around a newborn. Like, oh, we only could take one parent for the bath. Right. I said to Lana, you relax, I'll go for the bath. And she's laying there and they're scrubbing her like a caddy. I mean, just flipping her around, scrubbing the back.
You got stuff to get and off. I was, yeah,
like, hey, you know, this is brand new. Let's, yeah, you know, treat it like a, but what a lot of new parents don't know is how durable these kids, yes, are, right? Yes. It's just, you can.
But you see, the pediatrician walks in, we sort of flip them around, obviously in a gentle way. Parent, as a new parent, and I remember my first rotation with newborns at the county hospital, and you feel like you're gonna break, like, yeah, it's like glass, you know, you're just handling it, you're just worried about everything.
There's a move you do, if I remember correctly, and I think you still do it at the checkups. Do you do something with the legs? Do you do like a snap with the legs?
Yeah, not snap, but we're feeling their hips. It's called, it's basically you're looking for dysplasia of the hips so that the hips are loose. So you'll see us push the hips down,
yeah,
and then in and out, and you're just making sure that they're not subluxable hips. So more common.
Wow, there we go. That's the word I'm using. This
it's
week.
Called the maneuver is called the Ortolani and Barlow.
Ortolani is another one.
And and it's more common in breech babies. And so breech babies, we do ultrasounds on their hips around 6 weeks of age to make sure they're strong in their socket. And we would do it sooner if we hear any clicks or clunks when we do the maneuver.
Okay. So are you ever examining a kid and you ever have a parent tell you, for example, we just use this.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the Ortolani on the child?
No.
What I'm getting at is, have you ever had a parent like study up, mm-hmm, on what you're supposed to do? And almost start playing like a doctor, like to prove that, right, they know stuff. Do you ever get, no, like parents that are micromanaging your technique, or like, oh, you're doing the or like they read something and now they're trying to share
no,
knowledge.
Surprisingly, no. I mean, they like the point. Did you see that? Did you check that? Like sometimes you'll get that, but no, nobody's ChatGPTing me. That's good.
You also do something, I think, here on the checkup where it's either a pounding of the you're in the torso area and kind of like,
oh, we're feeling the stomach. People have asked like, what are you even checking for?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what could you possibly see? So you're checking for masses, which thankfully you're not really ever going to find. You're checking to make sure the liver's not too big. You're checking to make sure the spleen is not too big. Those are sort of the three main things you're looking for.
There's another question I got for you. Have you ever been examining a child and looked at the parent and said, Have you ever on site seen anything on a parent and said, you might not want to have to check that out? Like, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
In the movie Goodfellas,
okay,
Ray Liotta goes to the hospital with his brother.
Yeah.
And the doctor goes, whoa, 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 let me take a look at you, because he was sweating from the cocaine usage or whatever.
You're like, something's wrong with you.
And he gave him a couple Valium or whatever. Have you ever, because I've heard this also, there was a famous story, it was either on Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Phil or Phil Donahue, where there was a guest on the show,
mm-hmm.
and somebody at home saw a mass on the guy's neck and contacted the show, and the doctor said he might want to get that checked out. It turned out it was cancerous.
Wow.
And he, you know, recovered.
That's happened actually with pictures online, that they'll take a picture of a baby. And what we do is we check the red reflex. So when you take a picture, you get red eye sometimes. You actually want to see that in a baby, because it means the light's going to the back of the eye and bouncing back without obstruction. There's no cataracts. There's no glaucoma. And I heard a story of that. Somebody posted their child's picture on, you know, whatever, and somebody wrote back, one of the eyes is not, you don't see that red reflex. It was like white, like a cat's eye. And that can be a sign of like a cataract. And it ended up that supposedly that child did have that. It should be picked up though.
This is the beauty of the show. This, we don't need salacious. That right there, if we isolate that clip, who would have known that? First of all, I thought, and this is again, dumb, there was something wrong with the camera settings that you get red eye.
Oh.
That's didn't you guys?
No.
No. And
they used to advertise anti-red eye filters on disposable cameras.
Right? That makes it right. It's just because the light's going to the back and bouncing back. So that's why it's the angle, right? Like sometimes I could take a picture of you and not get it, and sometimes I could get it. But like when I look with my ophthalmoscope, you know how we... You see me with two lights, right? You see me with the light I look in your ear.
Yeah.
Otoscope, ear. And the other one's ophthalmoscope. Ophthalmo is eye. It's the flatter one. And when we're looking in a baby, we only do this like mainly in the first year of life. When we're looking, when I look through that, I'm looking for a nice round, basically red reflex in the baby's eyes. Because we've had kids in the practice in the first couple weeks that unfortunately do have a cataract or something like that, and they get operated on and things like that. It's not
how common. Do you know a baby's blind before they come out, or do you find that out later?
No, usually you see that developmentally. So when we talk about at 2 months of age, the things we're looking for, one of them is a social smile. Social smile is not to say like the parents are funny and the kid's laughing at it. It's actually the first time you can see tell developmentally if a child can see, because they're responding to you. Before 2 months of age, it's very hard, because most babies, it's normal to stare right through you, glazed over and cross-eyed. You can't tell anything.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you do something and they smile back, which is typically around 2 months of age, then you know they can see.
Okay.
Now, how well they can see is a different story, but at least they're seeing.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
New segment, guys. New segment just hot off the presses.
New segment.
We're going to use my acting abilities here in a new segment called What's Up, Doc? And this is basically like a charades, nonverbal movements that I'm going to give you, and you are going to go, oh, that's...
It's good, because pediatrics is very much like vet medicine. Nobody can tell you what's going on. You're just walking. I literally had a patient yesterday. I had the message to call them back was, please call mom back. Child has some issues. Mom cannot give you any more details. And I was like, how am I figuring that one out? That's like... Hope these are pediatric things. You burned yourself? You got pain in your hand, and then you were laughing. You were pain in your hand, and then you were laughing. You hit your funny bone.
I gotta come out of the character.
Yeah.
This is a disease.
You're right. Oh,
it's not. It's not like you're. It's like if I do this, you should go, oh, arachnophobia or whatever the disease is. It's not like oh, your pain.
You had pain in your hand, and then you were laughing when you were touching the marble countertop.
Yeah. So just. Again, popping out of character.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Maybe I don't understand this game.
Pain.
Yes.
Pain.
In the hand. Not pain.
And ticklish and symptoms.
Pain and ticklish symptoms.
Yeah.
Pain and ticklish symptoms. What do you got?
This is what the thing's telling me to do. It says, the actor exaggerates their responses to physical touch, acting as though the slightest touch is ticklish or painful. Do you know what that is?
No.
Allodyna?
No. Who's our medical?
It's an Allodyna. Do you know what Allodyna is?
Allodynia?
I think we stumped them.
No, but I've never had that.
This is part of I have to talk, okay?
Okay.
So yesterday, Lana.
Okay, you forgot what you're saying. Amnesia. Broke his aphasia. You forgot what you're saying. Does it say broke his aphasia? No, the acting is phenomenal. I don't know how this is related to pediatrics in any way. What is on there?
Okay.
What does it say?
Absent seizures?
Oh.
AKA petite mal? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Did that exhibit any of like...
No, wait. So if you're going to do absent seizures, you would be talking.
You act it out. You act out an absent
seizure. A kid with absent seizures would be like sitting at school and writing and then just continue on what they're doing. There'd be a pause. But you didn't continue on after that.
That's a good thing.
Oh my God. You look like you were a mannequin.
It was like, oh, I froze.
So absent seizures, yes.
And then we were doing our thing again.
It's a seizure that happens in school age kids where they'll literally, it can happen 10, 20 times a day where they'll have short pauses in what they're doing and then continue it after. There's no shaky movements like you normally think with seizures.
Okay.
You having like chorioathetoid movement. Yeah. Yeah, Korea. It's like dance-like movements. Is that what you're having?
And the Asin hand syndrome?
Oh my gosh.
Asin?
We need a different medical correspondent. No, what did they write down?
I don't know what the hell you do with that. Read it out loud.
I've never even heard of that.
Thank you.
We had a great show today on Daddy versus Doctor. I hope you enjoy.
Oh, this is an ongoing thing. Apparently, Dr. Scott Cohen, if it's not a diagnosis of a baby or a small,
it's by really the way, bad.
You know what I heard, and we'll leave you with this. There's four phases of life.
Okay.
Youth.
Okay.
Middle age.
Yep.
Falling, and dying. So,
oh gosh, what are we in? We're in falling.
We're in middle age. Once you start falling,
yeah.
You ever hear like, guess who fell?
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Frank. He don't got much time left.
Oh, wow.
This is supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
This is not like an
sad.
This is like a funny bit. You're like, oh wow, I'm just falling. No, as soon as like people start falling,
yeah,
death is around the corner. Yeah. So that's when you kind of know.
What happens when you pop your biceps?
Falling is next.
Yeah, you're pretty close to falling. Yeah.
Anyway, that's our show, Daddy versus Doctor. Thank you.
The opinions expressed in this program are not intended as professional medical advice, as a diagnosis, as a treatment protocol, or as a substitute for professional medical advice from your physician. Please consider your own medical history and consult with your own physician for your specific healthcare and/or medical needs and about your concerns for yourself.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.